Parshas Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. The Mogen Avrom in Hilchus Yom Kippur in Orachaim in Tafresh Chafal, if he brings a Zoyar, Kol Misha Mitztair Al Misas Bnei Aaron, Oy Moirid Mois Aleim, Moichmo Moyavay Noisov, Ubonavay Mesov, Bechayov. He brings an Arizal. I was misupik if the Mogen Avrom means, the Zoyar means, this Machshove is by Parshas Achrei Mois on Yom Kippur, or Bechlal, when a person is Nisoirer. There was a Bachar from Yeshiva that Ben Azmanim was Nifter. His brother was Nifter 2 years before. It was Mamish. The Divrei Hespid of the father that had lost two sons, when he spoke about Shechinta Begalusa and he spoke about Rachmei Shamayim, it was a tremendous chizik. It's Kol Misha Mitztair Al Dover Kazeh Bechina Bekroivei HaKodesh. There's a medrash, Loma Nismacha Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron, the Parshas Yom Kippur, Lulamedcha Shemisas Tzadikim Mechaperes Kemoshi Yom Kippur Mechaper. So there's a vort from Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan. He brings, there's a medrash that says that by Rabbeinu HaKodesh's Levaya, Nofal Piskam in Shemaya, a petta came down from Shemayim and it said, Kol mi shahoye ba'ashkafta de Rebbe mezunah l'chaya umhabo. Whoever was by Rabbeinu HaKodesh's Levaya, whoever was by Rebbe's Levaya, is going to be zoichet l'chaya umhabo. What's up is dafka by Rebbe's Levaya was like this? So he says, Amari deketaych. The Gemara, the Medrash says that Misa Sadikim is like Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it's Yedua, there's a sugyan yuma, there's a machloikis, whether Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva, and Rebbe holds no, Yom Kippur is mechaper if people believe tshuva. Now, if there's a tzustal misas tzadikim to Yom Kippur, it can misama be, doing me no, that loit rabbonin that Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva, so misas tzadikim also was only mechaper with tshuva. Oh, but Rebbe l'shitosoi, kol mi shahoye bashkafta de bei Rebbe, whoever was by Rebbe's levaya, so l'shitosoi, by his levaya without the tshuva, nofo piskim in Shemaya, whoever was there was zoicha techayor l'mabo. Now the pasuk says by Aaron Hakoyin ba'al yovoy b'chol eisel hakodesh. The matziv of only once a year the kohen gadol who's lechayra as people he has the kedusha, the highest darg of kedusha, and he's going into mimchinas mokoyim, the holiest place. Kedushas mokoyim is kodesh kadoshim, and mimchinas kedusha zman, Yom Kippur has the most kedusha of zman. So shtel tzichpar, you have here the Odom HaKadosh, B'mokim HaKadosh, B'zman HaKikadosh. And what is Chazal Darshan, the Gemara in Hoiris? Yekara him et pininim. Yekara, Torah, Liman HaTorah. A Yid was zitzen and learned by a shtender, Pshat in the Rambam. Yekara him et pininim, Mikoyin Godol Shenichnas Lefnai Lefnim. Koyin Godol Shenichnas Lefnai Lefnim. Once a year on Yom Kippur, that Madrega of Odom HaKikadosh, Mokim HaKikadosh, Zman HaKikadosh, you have to know that it's always Yekorahim Epninim that Niman HaTorah is Hechavidim. It's Yedua, B'Shem the Goyim, there is a few different Eschois. The Makar from this Be'etzim is in a Medrash, that even though it says Mefurish in Parshas Tetzava, Achas Bashona, that Aaron is only able to come into the Kodesh Kadoshim once a year, but the Goyim brings that the truth is, if Aaron wanted to do Keseder Hazeh Lefi, the Seder HaParsh of Achrei Mois, Mistami, he wouldn't have to be makar of the karbonis of Parshas Pinchas. The karbonis that I mentioned of on Yom Kippur that you bring in Parshas Pinchas is from Moyadim. That's Avada Adin in Yud Tishrei, the Esra L'Chaydish Hashvi. Over the Seder of the karbonis that I mentioned here in Achrei Mois, if Aaron would do that Seder, he'd be able to go and do it whenever he wants. Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKaydish. With the Seder of this Parshas Achrei Mois, he's able to go into the Kaydish. So there's a Meredik Ishtikl. There's a Gemara in Yuma, but there's a Gemara in Yuma, Dafnun Gimel. The Gemara says that if the Kohen Gadol would go in with the Ketoiris, he goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, in Chisar Achas Mikol Samoneo Chayiv Misa. If he goes in missing one of the Samamonim, he's Chayiv Misa. Frek the Gemara, Vitepuk Le Mishum Bia Reikonis. Lucharis anyway Chayiv Misa. He went into the Beis HaMikdosh of Bia Reikonis. If you don't go in for a reason, so it's Bia Reikonis. If he went in missing one of the Samamonim, so he's not doing the Ketoiris. So it's Bi'ur Eikonis. Why do you need a Bezunder Chiyuv Misa? For Chisar Samimonim, Saivi is doing Bi'ur Eikonis. Zokti Gemara, a few truths, and one teretz is he went in with two sets of Ketoris. One was Mole and one was Chaser. So it's not Bi'ur Eikonis because he Be'emes went in with Ketoris. But there was another Seder that he went in, and he went in with Chisar Samimonim. Frek the Shagasari, Emorah de Kakasha. Frek the Shagasari, he's Chayiv Misa for a third reason. He makes a fire. He's burning the Ketoris on Yom Kippur. He's doing Malacha. Now, if it's all the Samimonim, that's the Avodas Hayoyim of the Ketoris. But if it's Chisar Samimonim, right, again, Yechayiv Misa for Chisar Samimonim. The Gemara's Kasha is Yechayiv Alspiyar Reikonis. Frek the Shagasari, and the Gemara gives a Teretz. Future. Frek the Shagasari, but Yechayiv Misa for Malacha of Yom Kippur. Shalai Yotzayrich. So the Shagasari wants to say, maybe Alspiyar, Hutra, a whole stickle. The Teretz could be Poshit. We're not talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking about a Tuesday, middle of the week. That's usually when those things, yeah. Mitten de Voch. You're doing Bezoisi of the Aaron al Kodesh. And Yechayev al Chisar Samamon. In fact, tomorrow, what's a Bi'ur Eikonis? Of a Malacha, Veret Vegin Malacha. We could be talking about the din of Bezois Yovi Aaron al Kodesh, that he's doing it not in the Oifen of Yom Kippur. Now, the Seder of these Karbonis, the Chelik, was that you brought two Seirim. One was La Hashem, one was La Zozel. The Gemara in Yom Darshan that says Shnei three times that they should be shoving b'mare, b'koyma, and b'domim. So I saw this Fasemes as the Rashash. I understand they have to be look the same, mare, and they shoving b'koyma. But the third Yalfu said that they're worth the same price. Shtel Tzachfar, two goats. They're the same size. They look the same. What's going to be the price factor that's going to be that it's a different price? Memela they're going to be worth. Darshan from the last Shnei, something else. So he says maybe one of them is Shlishi Labet, and maybe there's a Milan Shlishi Labet, and he looks for other factors that can be Keveya price. Now the Kohen would do Vidoy, and he would be Mechaper Ba'adu Ba'adbeisa. It's very interesting. V'derech klal we paskin that Vidoy needs to be Ba'amido. Now over here, we paskin when you have to stand by Vidoy, even if you lean on something, if it's an Oifen Adkedei Kach, that if it would be Nistalik, you would fool, that's not called oimed. And here, fakeret, the vidui is you need to do smicha b'chol koichem, whether the vidui is b'amido or b'smicha. But now you have the two karbonis, one was a sori l'Hashem, the other one was a sori l'Azazel. The Ibn Ezra writes, if you want to understand the secret, the soid of Azazel, you'll know the soid from its name, but I'm only going to be megala to you when you're 3. As I zok the Ibn Ezra, and a lot of the mafarshim discuss, what does he mean? 33. One shot is that he's being maram is that it has to do with Bilam, which is really Lavan, which is really the Sitra Achra, and Bilam died according to the Gemara Sanhedrin when he was 33. Another shot is that Yaakov, when he sent the Doiron to Esav originally, which represents Sora LaZozel, and then the Yaakov Nasa Sukoisa, at that point Yaakov had 33 people coming with him. He wasn't, all his children weren't born yet. It was Yaakov Uvanov was at that point 33. And then Taka was the Yaakov Nasa Sukoisa. And it's fascinating that the letters after Azazel, actually the letter before, if you take, the Ibn Ezra says, Soid of Azazel, the letter before, the Ayin is a Samach, the Zayin is a Vav, the Aleph, you go to a Tav, right? Zayin to Vav, Lamet to Chav, that's Sukkos. Behind the Azazel is hidden the Sukkos, the Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa. A more simple pshat in the Ibn Ezra is that if you count 33 Pesukim from over here, Azazel, you get to the pasuk of v'lo yizbuchu oid ezivcheihem laseirim asherhem zoinim achareihem sholom aleichem. So maybe that's what the Ibn Ezra means, that 33 pesukim later you get taka to the pasuk of epping makrif to the seirim. Now the Chizkuni explains that be'emes they would take this soil azazel and throw it to a mokoy nidach where no one nothing was. The Chizkuni says the reason was is because it's so poshit that the potency of this Sar Lazazel, which represents whatever it's representing that we're getting rid of, that we're giving to the Anderezite, of course wherever you would put it, it would suddenly turn that place into a Chorbin and nothing would be able to grow. So Hashem said, it's better throw it down in a place where there's anyways a cliff where there's nothing going on anyways. Because for sure wherever you would drop it, it would cause Heres v'Chorbin over there. So Chos HaToyra HaMamoinim Shal Yisrael. So Hashem said, throw it in a place where it's anyways Eretz Gezerah, because that's what it would cause. There's a shaila d'achroinim, the Shagasari, the Dvar Avram. What was the chiyuv? It was the chiyuv l'tzuk. The Gemara says in Yuma that the chiyosei l'tzuk zui shchitosei. That's not even a shechita. B'chiyasi l'tzuk. So what if it doesn't die? It gets down there and it doesn't die. The Shargis Ari has a tzad that be'emes it's not even osir yet. It's a whole tumul. If you could be nena from it or not, it's a whole maisa. L'maisa and Yerushalmi, there's one girsa that's mefura that even if you saw it didn't die, you would go down. You would go yorad l'mata v'hein misoy. So I saw one of the choyim ask. If it's not a chelik of the avoid, and be'etzem the ikar avoid is just the d'chiyasi l'tzuk, so how do you? Well, you can't do extra credit. It's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. Unless you go back to say the Teretz, we're talking about Bezois Yavei Aaron. He's not doing it on Yom Kippur. We're talking about Avachadike Bezois Yavei Aaron. Because otherwise, what do you mean extra credit? You go kill it. How could you kill it on Yom Kippur? Maybe it means you go down on Moitzi Yom Kippur. We mentioned that these two Seirim were Shove, Begil, Begoyvel, Bemara. They were the same size, the same everything. But it's a Pella. The Bali Musa take out from her fast anything. You have two Seirim, they look exactly alike. And then there's a Goyro. And look where one goes and where the other one goes. One is Lashem, one is Lazozel. Kichitzim biyad gibor kein b'neha ne'urim. You could have something that mamish, it looks two of the same. And look how far. A stiakala, a small change of course. And of course you end up somewhere else in Gansan. We see this concept in a few other places. The chometz and the matzah, which we spoke about, that the mem is the same, and the tzaddik is the same, and even the ches and the hay of the letters of chometz and matzah is chut ha-saira. The chilek between the ches and the hay is kechut ha-saira. You had it in Chutz La'aretz, it was last week's parsha, in Parsha Shmini, in the end, it says, Vein atomi, vein atora, Rashi says, Vein nishchat chetzioi, levein nishchat ruboi. What's the chilek between nishchat chetzioi and nishchat ruboi? A mashu. And that mashu is the difference whether it's nevela or mamish boser kosher lemahadrin, but that's yoichel anovim v'yizbol. Yeah, a chut asayra could be all the chilek in the world. Now, the sasar lazozel was the chiper ba'avi of base of kol kal yisrael. We know that originally there was the kapar of the par was for the bnei aaron, for aaron ubeisoy and kol kayanim, and the sayra is now for all of them. Now it's mavur. There's a minig called kaparis, which it's a machloikis. The machaber brings very stark against it, not to do this minig of kaparis before Yom Kippur with a chicken with the whole thing, because it's derkei hamoiri. Lamaisa Rashi and Shabbos already brings it, although Rashi and Shabbos daf peyala brings quite a fascinating version of what you do. Is the every person in the family takes a little plant, plant. Didn't you plant a plant in it? A cup where you put the plant in. Not a seedling, yeah, seedling, but of a little. A cup that you put the thing to grow. You grow some kidneys. You do it 20 days before Rosh Hashanah. Then every person takes it and wraps it around his head 7 times while you say Zechali Fasi, and then you throw it into the water. So Rashi puts like Tashlich together with Kaparis. But this idea comes, though, from the Sar Lazozel. A lot of the Rishonim, when they bring the concept, and the Matef Rayim even brings, that's why if you're doing Kaparis for two people, or you're doing for yourself and for someone else, like they say on the flight, first put on the mask for yourself. Yes, so it's here also. First be Mechaper for yourself, and then the Chibur Ba'adai, and then Va'ad Kol Yisrael. So the Matef Rayim brings from this Pasuk, that in the minig of Kaparis, when you're doing it for two people, first do it for yourself. And there's a fascinating thing that everyone has this mistake. They say, B'nei Adam Yoshvei Choshech V'Tzalmavis. The Pasuk in Tehillim starts, Yoshvei Choshech V'Tzalmavis. B'nei Adam, I don't know where it came from. It probably said, Beis Aleph, and it meant if two people are doing it, and it has nothing to do, there's no B'nei Adam. But anyways, you then will do the Kaparis, which is brought down from here. Now, that reminds me of a famous story from Rav Meir Shapiro, Zechat Tzadav HaKadosh Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin, as well as the Miyasar of Daf Yomi. He was nifter as a young person, but Abadi, he was in Chutz La'aretz quite a few times, and all over the world collecting money for his yeshiva, because it was a novel approach of having the dormitory and the food in the yeshiva, and not just essen teg and trinken treuren. So there was once he was by a person, and the person wasn't really stelling tzu to the fundraising idea of the concept, and it wasn't even acting nicely. So Reb Meir Shapiro looked at him and said, "Do I look to you like a pregnant woman?" So the guy said, "What?" So he says, "Listen, I'm in this business for a while. Sometimes I come, and a person, he doesn't act nice to me, and he gives me like a look, but lamaisa, he gives me the money. And I say, I kapara off the covet. And sometimes I come, and a guy invites me to his house, and it's all nice and everything. He's makabit. Lamaisa, tachlis, there's no delivery. And I say, I kapara off the geld. But I'm sitting here with you, and it's toikta, tzvei kaparas. Only a pregnant woman does two kaparas. What are you looking to me? Like only by a pregnant woman is there tzvei kaparas. Azoyat gezok Rav Meir Shapiro, the charifus, The Charifas of Rameh Shapiro. Oh. There's a beautiful diak in the Briskarov. A diak in the Toysis. It's a richtig diak. After they threw down the Azazel, according to most, where you learn the sugi, it's Osir Bahano. But the Briskarov wanted to, he's a diak in the Toysis. I'll speak out the Toysis. It's not a kachem dikidik, because really this is a sort of a carbon of sorts, which has a special din hakrova, whatever. But l'chare, maybe it's osir banostam of the hakrova of kachem. So he says, no, it's a naya din, that after the b'chivu tzuk, it's osir. Because we, in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, in the end of Avodah Zarah, it says a list of all the things that are isuri hano. For a toisis, ton of a shire. What about lechem aponim, chaticha shalchatos, and a list of a whole bunch of things that aren't mentioned. So toisis, no, the Mishnah's not mentioning kachem dikidik things. But then the Tosfos continues, yeah, but what about the Basar of the Sar La'Azazel? Why didn't it say that in the Mishnah? And he says a different Eretz. But it's quite clear, Tosfos put the Sar La'Azazel not in the regular system. Now, one of the main avoiders that the Kohen Gadol living in Kippur was with the Ketores, and of course the Tzedukim had a different version because they went with Torah Shebeksav. So the Mishnah says in Yuma they were Mashbiah, the Kohen Gadol, that you should do it the correct way and not like the Tzedukim. Fregen, the Achroin, the Chsam Soifer, Svasem, a lot of Achroin, they ask. They're going to make this guy swear. Now, he really believes in his shita. He's a tzaduki. He believes in Tarsha B'Ksav. He's going to be nishba that he's going to do it the correct way. Or even if it's shul, in the door, no, he'll describe, I'm going to do it Chazal's way. He's not meshubah to it. Because l'shitasa, it's nishba k'neged the Torah. He holds the emes of Torah to do it his way. So when he swears to show Chazal that he's telling it to them, and he swears he's going to do it their way, he's not bound by that shvua. It's nishba l'aver al divrei Torah. So where's the plan? The plan was to force him into doing it his way. He's going to fight the Shavuot because it's Nishba Levatel, the Emes of Torah in his Emes. So Rav Chaim Soifer has a beautiful Torah. He says, the Makar that is Shavuot against the Torah is not Chal, is not a Mefarish Pasuk. It's a Drashas Chazal. He doesn't hold of that either. There are various other Torahs, but that's a nice chap one. Now the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam La'yia B'Oil Moyed. No one's allowed to be in the Oil Moyed. And Tosis brings Yerushalmi and Yuma. Even malachim that are dmus of an adam also are not allowed to be there. And of course, the Rishonim ask, it's a pella because the Yerushalmi brings. First of all, there's a story of a tzaduki that went in and did it the wrong way, and a malach came and killed him. They had to schlep him out. I mean, anyways, in the second base of Migdash, they always tied him up with a rope so they'd be able to, get him out. But how did this malach come and kill him if even the malach's not allowed to be there? Well, there it's easy, because by the tzaduki he did it the wrong way, so it's not bevoyoy to do the avoyda the correct way, so the malach can come and shtechem. But there's another gemara. The gemara says Shimon HaTzadik every year used to see a dmus that was dressed in white for all 40 years, and the year that he was nifter, adarav, the dmus came in with black. How did that dmus come in? Afilu a malach is not allowed to be there. Tosis brings a Yerushalmi, which I don't know how to quote, but he says it wasn't a malach, it was the Shechina Alein. I don't know exactly what that means. The Sfasemis has an interesting teretz. You know, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Well, first he would start with Big Day Zav and do basic Tamech HaShachar and a couple of the basic stuffs. The first time he put on Big Day Lavan, he would do the Avodah Sapar and the Sawyer and be Machnis the Ketoris. He went in actually four times. Then he switches back to Zav, goes back again to Big Day Lavan. The second time with the Big Day Lavan is Sach HaKol Hoitzos Kafu Machta. That's all he's doing. Hoitzos Kafu Machta. Ken Zayin says this Fasemes, that's not called the Voyoy L'chaper. Maybe that's when the Malach revealed himself to Shimon HaTzadik. The Knesset Shnia, when he went in the second time to bring out the Kafu Machta. Rather, some Sfarim say that when he went in with the Kafu Machta, so he left empty-handed, he would take out the Sefer Torah that was in the Aron, that was Haitzah, to the Kriyas HaTorah, and the second time when he went back in to bring out the Kafu Machta, he went back in with the Sefer Torah to put it back. That was the psicha and psicha zehechel of the what's called. Now we know about it that the Kohen Gadol had chamesh tevilois. That's what it tests in a base tevilois. And interesting, it's parallel. So the Baal Turim says there's also on Yom Kippur five tevilois. Right, there's five tevilois. We daven five tevilois. Kohen Gadol did five tevilois in the mikvah, but there was also 10 kiddush adayim baraglaim, because by each hachlofas beged from zav to lavan there would be a kiddush adayim baraglaim before and after. Now it's a machloikas tanoim. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of before and after was with clothes or without clothes? It's my machlokes is tanoim in the sugya there. Because it's for sure that he would take off clothes, be toivel sure without clothes, right? Toivel and put on the new set of clothes. Zav Lavan back to Zav again, the Chulei. But the Kiddush itself, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was with begadim or without. Machlokes. So the shayla is, I saw one of the achronim ask, if it's with the begadim, l'chayr is a problem, because it's a machlekes rishonim, if you're dying, machlekes rashi toisus, if the yad is till the wrist, till the elbow. And if it's till the elbow, that means he had to roll up the ksoinus, and then he's not wearing the beged. He's mechusar beged. The Gemara says, if you have to wear the beged, mamash the right size. So if he's doing the kiddush and he has to lift up the sleeve, he's anyways not doing it with the begadim. So I was thinking, even like the shita that he didn't do the kiddush without clothes at all, when he's mamash by the mikvah, it's not a din you need begadim. So you're right, he's the only one for either. It's a machlekes mitzvah. Was he talking after he put on the beged already, or when he was naked still? But not that it's a din, it's an avoid that needs begadim. So to go ask that you mechusar begadim because the sharvel of the kesoinus is not the midosoi, I don't know, it's an interesting aura, I'm not sure. You have the hemshich, there's a lot of other sugyas in the parasha. You have kisui hadam, avada, the Gemara, the pasuk says mefurish that kisui hadam is by a chaya and an oif, not by a behema. The meleches shloima, which is a pirush on the mishnayis in Chulin, brings a medrash that the reason chaya and oif are zoichet to this mitzvah of kisui hadam, so he brings by oif, it's because when Cain killed Cain learned how to do kivura from the oif that was koiver chaverta, and chaya is because when he brings a fascinating medrash that when Rivka fell off the gomel to meet Yitzchak, it was naflu besuleh from the fall. She became a mukas eitz, and therefore Yitzchak had a taina that she's not a besula when he married her. And the way she proved that it's fine is because they went back to the mokoim of the nefil of the gomel, and the blood was still there because Aryeh came and watched it. So that's the chaya, and then that's chus of the chaya. And that's chus that the chaya was shomer the dam. That's the kisui hadam. You have here the Parsha of Arayis. It's interesting, on Yom Kippur we talk laying the Parsha of Arayis. A lot of this forum talk why. The truth is, it's Pasha. In the morning we lay in from the beginning of Parsha Sachri Mois, and then we're Mamshech the Kriya and the Hemshech of the Parshias. I saw a fascinating diak in the Ramban. The Ramban says all of these in Yonim of Arayis are Chukim, Gzeiras Melech, V'lo Yadua Rak Lezulosoi Lechachme Yoyetzav. Most people don't know the reason of these Choyk of the Arayis, only to the Chachomim HaYoyetzim. Loshon of the Ramban. So I saw an interesting kasha in the Sefer Hoige Yeshuas. He asked a meridik kasha. Choyk b'derech klal, no one knows. Only the Rabbeinu Shloim knows. Why of his the Ramban Magdish that the Inyan of Arayis is choyk, but it is given to the Chachmim v'yoyetzim. So he says it's mamash mefurash a pasuk. The pasuk says in pasuk Chavov, Ushmartem atem es chukoysai ves mishpatai. Chukoysai ves mishpatai. What's chukoysai ves mishpatai? So the Emes says Lamoshel. The Eben Ezra says. The Sephorna says. Chukoysai is the etzem inyan of arayis, that it's a choik. Mishpatai is to do the mises bezdin, you know, you mete out the punishment. That's a mishpat, to give them the various punishments, chenek, sreifa. So that's what the Sifon and the Ben Ezra says. Maybe the Ramban learns different. Chukoysai and mishpatai, that arayis, yeah, it's a little bit of bechin of a choik, but Lamai said there is also reason to it, so it's also mishpat. It's choik and mishpat. And that's what the Ramban kept shooting on from the pasuk. Chukoysai the mishpatai. Avada, we always spoke out that all of the arayas are usur b'derech klal, even after misa, after the person died, not the erva, it was eishes ach or yishubit, all these things, even if the other one died, you're still usur, except for achois ishtoi. The Rishonim explained, because achois ishtoi, why are you usur taka to achois ishtoi? Because litzrar is you don't want two sisters to fight, but after one of them died, then it's not a shayla, and then that's why it's taka mutter la'achar misa of the first. Of the first sister. Okay, we also have Parshas Kedoshim. Lo samoid al dam re'echa. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if you see someone drowning, or a chayah running after him, or listing by him alav, you mechuyev to be matzal him. Shenemar lo samoid al dam re'echa. Frek the Gemara Sanhedrin daf samach ein gimel. Why do we need a special gzeir sakos above lo samoid al dam re'echa? Teipuk le'al chashovas aveda. Kal v'choymer, if you have to be meishiv someone's nechosim, so if you see he's losing his guf, so avada you have to be matzalim as hashavas aveda. So the Gemara says the teretz is that over here it's bezunder neschadish that by leisamel al damriyach you have to spend money also. It's a whole shayla in the Rishonim afterwards. If he has the money, could you want him to pay you back? Or be'etzem, the Gemara says it's to be marba that you have to even spend your money. So there's a very interesting chiddush in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush like this. If someone wants to take his own life, you see someone wants to be ma'abed atzmoy l'das. First of all, by someone that's ma'abed atzmoy l'das, it's a big shayla in the achroinim. Depends on even Rishonim ready. What is he over? Is he over loy sirtzach? Or does it say that be'emes you're not over loy sirtzach? You do have shlita. There's other yisurim that you're over. Midam it's domei edrash. There's other pesukim. It's not poshut that it's glad loy sirtzach, but it's certainly an avera. And now you have someone that wants to do that. Are you mechuyev to save him? Is there loy samen al dam reyacha? Because zok minchas chinuch mitzad hashavas aveda. Mechuyev, if you see someone as ma'abed mamoina, there's no chiyev hashavas aveda. If you saw the person was ma'abed mamoina and didn't care. So he says, how could the Gemara ask that why do you need a pasuk of le'saman adam reyecha? Anyway, it's a shavas aveda. And the Gemara gives a tarik. Maybe you need le'saman adam reyecha by ma'abed atzmei l'das. That means that give me a shavas aveda, you wouldn't be mechuyif. See, he has a tzad, he wants to be mechadish. There's no le'saman there either. Because otherwise the Gemara should have said that. Which leads to an interesting shayla, you know. You can have it a few different ways. You can have it a guy like he's still on the roof and he's like threatening he's going to jump. So should you spend time and money to go up? Or what if he already jumped and now as he's coming down he's saying so far so good by the 24. And then he says, you know what, I changed my mind. Can someone save me? Or if someone already took poison, but you can save him with some kind of antidote. He already tried to kill himself. So here, it's so interesting. The Achrayim asked the Kasha, L'chayr, if a guy wants to commit suicide and he didn't do it yet, I'll saving him. There's another reason. Besides Lysamen Adam Reyecha, and besides Hashabas Aveda, you could be Matzlan from a Chet. Again, it's a Shaila if he's being over like Sirtzach or various other Yisurim that there are involved in that. But Lechera, it's Negei, you're stopping it from doing the Chet. So some Eber Chacham told me, no, the case is he already took the poison, so he already did the Aveda. Right? You're just trying to. But it's not true, because if he's not Matzliach and you save him, and he attempted to do it, but he wasn't Matzliach, so that's also Matzl Nichet. So again, we have really a third factor in the Leisam, besides Leisam and Adam Reyecha, and besides Hashavas Aveda, there's an Indian to be preventing, again, whether he did the Pu'ula, he's going to do the Pu'ula, he already did the Pu'ula, but there's an anti-Pu'ula that you, antidote, yeah, that you can do to stop the Pu'ula. You have to reckon all these things, but again, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say none of the above, because he says otherwise the Gemara should have said that. That's why you need Leisam and Adam Reyecha. There's no Hashavas Aveda there, and even a much bigger Chiddush, a fascinating Chiddush from Rav Shlomo Kluger. In the Hagoyes Chachma Shleim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshe Mishpat, in Simen Tav Chavav, he says, Amoyer de Gechidish in Loisam and Adam Reyecha. He says that from the fact that the Gemara compared Loisam and Adam Reyecha to Hashabbos Aveda, and the Gemara even asked, why do you need to psukim, and gave whatever the teretz was, but it paralleled the two things. Zok the Rishlem Kluger, the same way by Hashabbos Aveda, there's a Ptor of Zokim Ve'ena Lefi Chvoidoi. So the same way there's a Ptor of Zokim Ve'ena Lefi Chvoidoi, there's also a Zokim Ve'ena Lefi Chvoidoi. You see a guy's dying. Not suicide. Now let's go back to regular guy. A guy is noit alomus for whatever's happening. If it's zok in vain, if ichvoidoi, so there's a p'tor. So if you have shavas aveda, there's a p'tor. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said that's why you need leisamad al dam reyecha more than a shavas aveda to be mechadish even by zok and ichvoidoi. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Shuva in Igros Moshe brings sidus min chaschinuch and sidus Rav Shlomo Kluger. He very very stark argues for various hasberim. First of all, he says, In Zokin Ben Lefichvoidoi, it's never Shayach, because Farshtetach, everything has a price, and every Zokin Ben Lefichvoidoi, depending on what was lost in the street, maybe he would be not Lefichvoidoi to look for something that's worth $20, but if it would be a much bigger Schum, then he would also, for his life, or your life, the other person's life, it's also a life, there is no limit that would be not Lefichvoidoi. You can never get, meaning, Grad, if that's his Vikuach, means he's agreeing in Lomdus, now he's saying it's never Mishkachas. Einu lefichvoidei. For a life of a person, there is no einu lefichvoidei. Another kasha that he asks, the Gemara says that a chosid shoita is someone who sees itza tevea benar, and he's a chosid shoita. So on one hand, what's that? He's a chosid shoita, but he's doing, meaning, he's being over a lot of their rice. He's a Russian. He's doing the samer adam reyecha. So like Shlomo Kluger, could be not. That says, be'etzim, he's plugging into the Ein Lefich Vayde, he doesn't have the Lysam, and the Zerut's a Chassid Sheik. Loisikam v'leisitor v'ohavto l'reyecha kamoicha. V'ohavto l'reyecha kamoicha. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Ger came to Shammai and Hillel and to both of them, and he asked, Lamdeini, Gaireini, be Magayar me, Al Manasseh, that I should learn the whole Torah al Regalachat. So Shammai was Dochfoy Ba'amas Habinyan, and Hillel told him, Madaloch Sonny Lechavach Lesavis. I saw a very interesting pshat. What the Ger was asking for, Gaireini al Regalachas, you know, life has ups and downs. There's Aliyas and you read this, things go well, sometimes a little less. The Ger was asking, he says, I want a smooth ride. Al Regalachas, I want every, it's Al Skenglach, I shouldn't have. Shouldn't be Nisyoinis and Aliyas and Yuridis and gray areas. No, Al Regalachas. So Shammai took the Amas HaBinyan. He said, no, that's not how you build something. To build as a Boitzach HaMensh, Boitzach HaBentor, Boitzach HaPerson, Boitzach an Avoidis Hashem, it has to be with Aliyas and Yuridis. That was his answer to him. There's no such thing. You have to work and Shvitz and Harav and Aliyas and Yuridis. That's what Shammai answered. Hillel answered, Ma da Aloch Soni Lechavrach Leisavet, you have to Recha Kamoichas. I saw Pshat, based on his Fasemis. The Gemara says that in the Simchas Beis HaSheva they wouldn't sleep. The entire time they wouldn't sleep. In fact, the Gemara, how could that be? 6 days in a row, it's Mefurshi Gemara in the Darn, Shavuos. The person says, Nishba Shalai Ishan Shalai Shayomim, Loikal Alter, Yoshin Veloikal Alter. It's not possible. So the Gemara says, Menamni Akaspi Dadodi, they would rest on each other's shoulders. Which Kipshuta means, so the Maitre, they did sleep a little bit. But Kipshuta, the Gemara says, no, they didn't sleep. It says, Leiro Shina Meinayim, Leiro Shina Meinayim. So the Sfasemis says, the Pshat Zazoy, Shina represents Kilu Yerida. And he's saying that in the base of Sheva, they said, we never had. He said, but it's not possible. Everyone has Yerida. No, Menam Niakaski Dadodi, each one supported the other one. As a group, when there's Vahapal Recha Kamoicha, the Bazundara Maila Vahapal Recha Kamoicha can possibly lead you to a Darga where you won't have that Yerida. That's the nakuda of the Mahakla Recha Kamoicha. Oh. There's another sugi here of Orla. First you have Orla. For 3 years it's Orla. Then the fourth year it's Kerem Ravai. And finally, Uvashona HaChamishis. Toichu was Piri Apashtas. Uvashona HaChamishis is the mundane. It's already finished. We did Orla, we did Ravai. Now stam poshet. Over the Sfarim say no punk fakert. The emes is what the Rebbeinu Shalom really, really, really wants is that she hey like dira betachtoinim. He wants, that's why he created me. Malachim has enough in Shemayim. He created us here, not for the third year, not for the fourth year, for the fifth year. When it's back to the pashtas, that he gets up and makes a bracha bari priya eitz, and he's dunks through the b'shefer. And yeah, you know the shana chamish is gor in the pshutoy is where the kaviyachol wants us to be. Mishtayich to him. But about it, the process. First is Orla, then is Ravai, about it. There's an interesting Shiloh in Rabbi Kiveger by Birchas Ilonis. We have Gemara Brachas, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, to make Birchas Ilonis by Chodesh Nisan. So Rabbi Kiveger is Mesupik. What about Orla? Can you make Birchas Ilonis if the tree is Orla? Much of it doesn't clear about Kerem Ravai if it's not Yerushalayim. Maybe because you could be poided and bring it to Yerushalayim, so there for sure you could make the bracha. But Rabbi Kiveg is besufik in Shulchan Aruch, in Hagoyis in Shulchan Aruch, if you could make Birchas Ilonis on Orla. So there's a famous story with the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav, in his Sefer, in Dovid Misharim, he brings, that Chori has arrived from a Gemara, that you are, yet allowed to make Birchas Ilonis on Orla. Because the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tes, says, that a person in his field has to always make Simonim. Like if there's Orla, to make a simon that people should know it's Orla. If it's Ravai, that it's Ravai. If there's Kvarim, to make a simon that there's a kever here that people shouldn't go tome. Meaning various mechsholos that could be in your field. And the Gemara even says each kind, what color cement you put, so you should know the simon. Frek the Gemara. Why do you need a simon for Orla? It's your private field. What do you need a simon for Orla? For a ganav that's going to come in Shalakidin and take your fruits? Hal itayu l'rosha v'yomais. If he's a ganav, let him be nichshel in Orla. So what do we care? I bizarre. There's no reason to put a simon for Orla. And if it's a Gemara, no, it's in Shemitah year. In Shemitah year, everyone can come in. You just have to let him know that it's not Orla. Azoy zogt the Gemara. Frek the Chavina Rav. A guy's walking by, and he wants to make a Birchas Ilonis. He sees a field with a tree with fruits. He's going to make a Birchas Ilonis. If you're not allowed to make Birchas Ilonis on Orla fruits, there should be a din that about you have to put a simon on your field. So the people should know. Not a ganav. A ganav is Ali Taylor Rosh of Yamas, but you're going to have an unbeknownst suspecting person. He's going to want to make Birchas Ilonis, and he's going to be nichshel. For that, you should have to put a simon on your field that it's Orla. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Must be that you are allowed to make Birchas Ilonis, even though the fruit is Arla. He said, it's Achrot Rabbi Kivegan. Lebesoif Yomov, the Shabina Rav said, he stands by everything he wrote in his Shuvah Sfarim Doiv Misharim. Yaakov, he stands by, but, except for this, he says, I don't have a reason why my Rai is wrong. It's a good Dik. Of Rabbi Kivegan. Rabbi Kivegan, Shuchnach writes that he's Mesupik. Azoi, I can say without plates, for sure you could make a bracha on Birchas Ilonis and Peris. Rabbi Kivegan said he's Mesupik. He was chazar, he says, Mustafa, is it right? But he didn't say what? I was thinking maybe about Eifel Pashat, on a Kuda, what was the Gemara's teretz? Shmita. And the Emes, what was the whole kasha of the Chibin Rav? Why do you have to answer that? It's Shmita. It's Negei every year by Birchas Ilonis. You're going to be Machshalim and saying a bracha like a din. Also, he's not going to make Birchas Ilonis against somewhere. He's not going to be Yotze, the Grace of Mitzvah, Birchas Ilonis. It came in style past 15-20. Zokach Pashat, Birchas Ilonis is only in Chodesh Nisan. That's only 1/12 of the time. Shemitah is every 7 years, the entire year. That's 1/7 of the time. The Gemara gave a better text. I mean, Azoi, the Kasha was, why did he say something? Shemitah, it's Negei all the time. Yeah, all the time in Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara gave a better text. The Gemara said Shemitah. Shemitah, what? Oh, you could do it in ear, too, right? Oh, you have, there's another sugi here called Moilach. Be'etzem, it's a big shayla. What is Moilach? Is it a kind of Avodah Zorah? And there are a lot of rise from the sugi in heaven that it's not Mamash and Avodah Zorah, but it's some Avodah Yechayevski. It's in the parsha here of the Onshim Chamurim, but it's a certain process that you would be Maver Zarei LaMoilach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, Omer Avach Brei Derova, Hevir Kol Zarei Potter. If a person is Maver all of his kids, then he's not Chayef. Shenemar, Mi Zarecha, Beloi Kol Zarecha. So let's get this straight. A guy has 8 kids. So if he sends only 3 of them, 4 of them, 5 of them, 7 of them, he's Mamash Chayef Skila. Because Mi Zarecha. But if he sends all 8, then he's Potter. He didn't do the Aveir. The Aveir is the Havir. Mizarei Lamoilach. Frek Toisvis. He's already Chayiv Skila. He has 8 kids. When he sent the first one, he's already Chayiv Skila. The second one, Nochamon Chayiv Skila. What does it mean now that when he sent the 8th one, he's not Chayiv Skila? How can you tell me if he sent all of them, you're not Chayiv Skila? Harihu Kvar is Chayiv. En Te Toisvis Vi Yeshloimar Ki Goin She'en Loi Ela Ben Echad. Either the case is, meaning in a chanami, the guy sends eight of his kids, he's chayef for the first 7 already, and that's not gonna, right, you're not gonna have the pella like the Kesef Mishnah says, that you could pata yourself by sending your 8th kid. Right? That's the Kesef Mishnah lines. That you can pata yourself from the chayef by sending the 8th kid. I don't think the 8th kid is masking, but but, Tosfos says no, the case is when he has only ben echad. Oi, bevas achas. Vas achas doesn't mean one door. Taisa says, Beben Echad, or Bevat Achas. Either you had one son, or you sent all of the kids in one shot. And then, the shot is since you did it in one shot, I think that's kind of Taisa. Then, the attack of Potter. But there's a murder of the Kazakh, there's another Indian. There's a Shita Mekubetses in Croesus. I saw, he says a fascinating Kiddush. I saw the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Ches says first that this Aveir of Moilach is Noyeg Bezchar moving the Kavos. But the Shita Mekubetzes in Croesus, Dav Gimel says, no, the Aveir of Moilach is only on a father, not on a mother. Women are not chayef for sending their kids to Moilach. Shenemar Mizaroi La Moilach. I'm not sure what he means. Mizaroi. What, Zaroi Veloi Zaro? I mean, the whole Torah is written in Lashon Zohar. We have the rules. And you're not... Mitzvahs Esesh Esman Groma Noshem HaPoter. But by Lavin, they're always chayef chutz. Mishnah Kedushin Chavtes, Baltakif, Baltashchis, about the Tam Alameis. It doesn't say Chutz Mi Moilach. And also the fact that it says Zaroi, so there's no Drosha Zaroi, Veloi Zaro. Someone told me, no, it means because she doesn't have Zera. It's Mizari. She has the Beitzet, not the Zera. Zera. But it was a pellet to me from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Kedushin says only Chutz Mi Baltakif, Baltashchis, about Tam Alameis. So I want to say it like this. The Emma says, where is this Shita Mekubetzes going? The Mishnah says in Croesus that there are 36 Averis that you get Karas for. And the Gemara says it's Shaykh that one could do all of these Averis and be Chayef 36 Karbonis. Frek the Gemara, how is it Shaykh all 36? One of the 36 is a woman who's near about to go behema. And another one of the 36 is a Baal HaZachar, Mishkav Zachar. In fact, the Gemara, so it's never shy to have all 36. That's the Gemara's kasha. You could, at best, only, and the Gemara's in the first, Im Abra al Kulan, Shechayav al Kolach, how do you have all 36? Only a man has Mishkav Zachar, and only a woman has Nirva Behema. The Gemara has a cheshbon, a tarot. Frek the Shita Mekubet is there. What do you mean? It anyways can't be an Isha. An Isha doesn't have Moilach. Because Mizara. So I wanted to say, Chiddush, maybe an Isha is only Nisma'it from the chorus. There's two psukim of Moilach. One is the chorus over here, and the skila, and the other one is the lav. By the lav, it doesn't say Zara. So Avada, the lav of Moilach Noshim has, and that's why the Mishnah Kedushin doesn't say Chutz Mi Moilach. Because the lav of Moilach is by Noshim also. Over here, we're talking about 36 krisos, als chorus. Frek that there's no chorus by Isha. Granted, that same sheet, it's also this week's parsha, is Shchute Chutz. It's early in the parsha. It's one of the choruses. Shchute Chutz. And Shita over there also asks, what's with the... It can't be by an Isha, because it has to be Roy Lahalis only someone that's Roy Lahalis Boil Moid, and the Isha can't be Makar Boil Moid. So that's another case. Why wouldn't be Shayich Chorus? But I'll end with this. It's interesting. There's two Averis there. Actually, there's two Averis that Noshim fall off. There's Shchita B'chutz and Halah B'chutz. And it's two different Lavim, two different creases, and it's all Perak HaShoichet V'amal, in the end of Zvachim. So there's Shchita B'chutz and Mal and Halah B'chutz. And both are not Noig by Noshim. That's part of the Shchita's Kasha. So I'll just tell you like this. There's a Mar that the Chinuch says, why you Chayiv Chorus for Shchita B'chutz? Why is it so Chomer? So he says, it's Ritzich. He says, Be'emes, even though it's an animal only, but even an animal, if you're shechting it for eating purposes or for whatever the matara is, if there's a matara, fine. But the shechted, or the shechted has a korban. But the shechted b'chutz, meaning it had a matara of korban and you shechted it b'chutz, you're a reitzeach. So he says, you're not chayiv miso machmas shebehema hu p'chusa mea odo. But it's a reitzeachaza. And the other rise to this, that shechut e'chutz, the more condition is my life, it's a reitzeachaza. The pel is, so what's with halo b'chutz? Halo b'chutz means someone already shechted it, they already shechted it kedin. In the Azar. And then someone else was mal of the dam or the basar, the emrim, b'chutz, and chayv chorus. You're not doing ritzicha, it was already shechted kedin. So the emes is, I would have said, it's chorus because shepherding with kachim is chorus. There's a lot of nyonim in kachim that are chorus. Oh, but if the chinuch is mehlehed, you're saying that shechit echutz is a ritzicha. How can you say that the gather of the oymek of the oynish of chorus is because of ritzicha if Baba Mida, the same oynish, is by halal b'chutz when it was already shechted kedin inside? So, or on the chinuch.